You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dreger in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. Right? The din is, we'll speak it till Shmona comes, Mechalta v'Sevata v'Rachta. So we know that the din is, in order to be chayav in Birkas HaMazon, you need Tzviya, the rice. That's not behedya in a Gemara. It's a Gemara that the Malachim ask the... The Ben Shalom, Bnei Mata Noisa, the Gemara Brachas, Chafar Beis, Bnei Mata Noisa upon him in Yisrael. It says in the Torah, you're not Noisa upon him, thank you. You're showing them a shiny countenance. You're showing them favoritism, as we would say. I, the Torah says, Shalom Yisa upon him, says, Echlo Es upon him. The Ben Shalom answers the Malachim. Ani Amarti, that the Torah says, Rechalta v'savata uverachta, thank you. Right? Which means that they're machmer to make because of Muslim, really you need Sviya. So most we show in Paskin, that's a push-up shot. There's one Ramban who says that it's the Malachim, but we don't necessarily pass with the Malachim because of a different Gemara. But that's the way we pass the Shulchan Aruch. Which if you have a Suffolk and Birkas HaMazon, the only time you say Suffolk the Rice of Chumra is if you had Tzviya. If you had Tzviya, what Tzviya is, that's the Chinuch says. Mishnah quotes the Chinuch. Each person has to know his own Tzviya. Is Tzviya mean from bread? Or Tzviya means, let's say, like now we don't eat that much bread in America. Right? In other countries, they eat more bread. But let's say you get Tzviya more from the meat, you know, the big sandwiches, right? So that's a question, though. Does it mean together with the food? It means the Tzviya from bread. Pashas, the place from seem to say, it's from the meal itself, bread with something. But Kivega has an interesting shayla. I think we might have discussed it at a different point. Kivega has a shayla over here in Simon Kuf Pei Vav and Shulchan Aruch by Birkas HaMazon. Mr. Pakna, Kivega is a suffix. Right? You have a bar mitzvah boy. And tonight's his bar mitzvah. Somebody just came over, told me his son has become bar mitzvah tonight. And he eats something in the afternoon. Right? The last day of the Eser, he eats tonight, 8 o'clock, and he benches, right? Then it becomes nighttime, and he still feels Sviya. Oh, so now when we do that, we eat, and we feel Sviya, and we bench, and we still feel Sviya, that's fine, we benched. But this kid, when he benched, he was only benching the Rabbanan. And he feels the sphere now when he's bar mitzvah. So if Kivega's what's a shayla? The shayla is the pshat that the mechayiv is the sphere and that he has is a gadol. So he's chayiv. Even if he benched. Because his benching was only the Rabbanan. It doesn't pata. Or the mechayiv is achila. You have to eat. Right? You have to go ahead and eat.
Why doesn't his benching pater? Is it mice?
Because it was a Durabonin. Durabonin.
We have mice in the one we can't put the derisas up.
But where do you see that?
Making Kiddush Erev Shabbos earlier.
If you hold.
Making Kiddush back to the Bada Mitzvah.
If you hold. Tosfos Shabbos is Durabonin. Like the modern. Yes, that's he brings that Shita. Okay, it's a Shver Shita. That a Durabonin can be mice to derisas. But Pachas, you say not. So therefore. That's what Shaila is the Sviya Machayiv Yud Achila. When he ate, in other words, he was a cup. In other words, Achila is Machayiv Yud. What kind of Achila? Achila that brings it to the Sviya. But Achila that's not Sviya, you're potter. But the Mais Achila is what's Machayiv, not the fact that you're Sviya. For instance, what if a person, they'll put in intravenous, let's say, they put some kind of pipe in his stomach and he feels Sviya, even though it's usually not that way, right? But it's not Achila. Sidi d'achila. But is the mechayev d'achila or sviya that comes through achila? That's what Kivega's shayla. He brings from his son-in-law, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the Maisa Choysher on the Shar Melech, the Ke'en Zen is topic b'sefer Chochmas Adam. Interesting, this Reb Shmuel Birnbaum was a chassidisha, married of Kivega's daughter. Reb Kivega only allowed the shidduch on one t'nai. That he puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If he doesn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he can't marry his daughter. I guess it was worth it. Right? So he was a chassidisha that put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It was a very big goyin. And he writes, I have his tshuva sefer, that he, it's like 20 years he never looked in Achrayim. He didn't come out and learn Achrayim. His famous sefer, Ma'is Choshev, is a sefer on an Achrayim. And Kivega quotes him a few times, and a few times he told him, look in the Chayodim, look in the Chachmas Adam, which is interesting. First, he didn't look at Achrayim, but he says there, the Chachmas Adam has a shah like this. A person was an Oinein, so he's potter from benching. He's koivin a mace, and after the kvur, he still feels svia. So the Chachma Sodom says, koidim din sachel mazim mtsach levarch. So Kivega told him, yeshu chalik, the hasam chiv, he really was chayv right away, mitchila sachila, ela be'idin, he was an oisik b'mitzah, therefore he was potter, but he had a chiv. Hainu banina is potter levarch. B'zei yeshrema, tekev shigoma a mitzvah, tzach lasas a mitzvah, mitzvah sabich smaz. He had a chiv, except he's potter. But now he has the chiv. Or the chiv was chal for the next, let's call it 72 minutes or whatever. 72 minutes is only usually. But if you feel satisfied 3 hours, you could still bench 3 hours. So he's chal for the next 3 hours. The first hour, he's potter. He says, so that's different. Beneath the don, my shayla, when he ate it, the cotton, gavra bats musa in a bachiyuba. So maybe it was never machayiv him. Because he ate when he was a cotton. That's his shayla. Okay, that's the Rav Kivega's shayla. Now, in Reish Yud, in Shulchan Aruch, it says like this. Ha'oichel pochus mekazayis. Right? These are rishonim. You make a bracha rishonim, you make a bracha achrayna. How much do you have to eat in order to make a bracha rishonim?
Kol shu.
Sure? Yeah, that's the din. It's machoik's rishonim. So Rishonim say have to eat. So it could be kazayis. But most, ubi ruba. What about afterwards? That's a davar muskim in Rishonim. Ma'oichel pochus v'kazayis bei mepas bei mishar machom v'shoysa pochus mervius bei miyayim bei mishar mashkin mevarech tchila brocha ruy lo yisa min. Makes a boy priates. Shakol niya bedvarech. Ula achav eina mevarech kla. Alright? Okay, now. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotn Aleph quotes from Achrayim that when you eat, ochel kazayis ma'at ma'at. If you ate it very slowly, we know there's a din by matzah, you have to eat kidei achilas pras, right? That the Gemara says gabe mara, and we assume it's by matz mitzvahs too. By isurim, the Gemara says there's a din you have to eat kidei achilas pras. Right? We basically, what's kidei achilas pras? The amount of time it takes to eat a portion of a bread. So that's a shayla. What's a how much? And so basically, an halacha legabe Yom Kippurim. Basically, again, if a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, pachas v'ashir, we basically wait 9 minutes lechumer that way. In matzah, the vault takes on 4 minutes. Some say 3 minutes, but about 4 minutes. So you should eat the kazayas, which is not too hard to eat in 4 minutes. Okay. Same thing kivega pas by sukkah by night. By sukkah by night, you have to eat the kazayas or the kabeitzah. Okay? He says the same thing in Bracha Achrayna. In Bracha Achrayna, if you eat a fruit, you have to eat that kazayas, kedei achilas pras, whatever the kazayas is, kedei achilas pras. The cost of a prima godim calls it rakla in shir kazayas, aval in your pas, kedei sviya, the chiyuvo minatayra, chayav afsha ochel ma'at ma'at. Zok the prima godim, doesn't matter. Even if you ate a little, and at the end, you ended up eating, in a way, you ate a lot that gave you svi or whatever. That person gets svi. In other words, he ate bread, but he waited. You know, it wasn't within 4 minutes, because whatever it is. But he feels svi. Says the prima godim, aval inyan pas kedei svi the chiyuv minatayra chayev av she'achal ma'at ba'at da koponim v'savata karina bay. It's called savata. Sounds like, you know, it's the savata. I didn't have a chila kedei achilas pras. Sounds like. It really would depend on the Shal of Kivega. So in Mishnah Berurah, Shartzian, I'm sorry, the Mishnah was quoting Prima Godim. So in Shartzian, it says, Gamzelo Briyali Kuyah. Not too clear about that. The Afsha Yesh Kadei Svia, even though he ate Svia, Vachalta Gambeinin, you need Vachalta. That's not called Achila. And even if you'll say, maybe the Svia, but you need an Achila. Vezelo Mikra Achila, Kimashi Kosso Magan Avram. And maybe that's why Prima Godim says, so that's what he asks. Lamaisa is the Prima Godim in Hilchis, I wanted to further step, but the Prima Godim in Hilchis Shchita, in the Akdama de Hilchas Shchita, Supreme Godem says over there like this. He goes through a whole thing of vizavachta. There's a din vizavachta, that you have to shech the behema in order to eat a behema. What's vizavachta? Vizavachta means that the Torah tells us in order for behema not to be... We know the Torah says don't eat nevela. What's nevela? A dead behema. So how do you eat behemas? So maybe you don't. Maybe you don't, but the Torah says zavachta. That means if you're zavach, it's not nevela. So zvicha basically takes it out of nevela. Right? Zvicha takes it, that's what we do. You shech, then it's not nevela. Right? By being zavach, it's not called nevela. So Toisus holds that it's an isser asay. That if the Gemara says, behema b'chayeya b'cheskas isser amedis. Behema has a cheskas isser. What's the cheskas isser? Rashi learns, what? Eva Mechai. Toisus argues. Toisus argues, because Eva Mechai doesn't start the quantum mandam until you pull it off. But behema itself is not a shtick Eva Mechai. It's not a walking Eva Mechai. It's more like it's a Gemara. Therefore, Toisus says, it's a din of a zavachta. It's an essay. So Prima Gam says, even though it's an essay, you're over, even if you eat less than a kazais. Kazais is the sheer fisurim. He said, that's only when the Torah said mitzvah to eat or lav to eat. Torah just savachta, that's the way to do it. I said, we understand that you can't eat it because of that. That's any sheer. In other words, with there's no mitzvah, he says, where there's no mitzvah to eat, it's just you're eating, that the Torah doesn't go into shiurim. Therefore, says the Prima Gadim, that any time the Torah says achila, that's not by loshen toichlu matzahs, or lo yachol this, v'achalta could be, doesn't need even a kazayas, it could be. Right? I in Shulchan Aruch says, oichel poksu kazayas. That's already in, as far as Baruch HaChoyner, but he seemingly seems to say that as far as benching, as long as you have sviya, even, he doesn't speak this out, we'll see in a minute, even if you don't go ahead and eat a kazayas, because it's no mitzvah to eat kazayas, you just have to eat. So memela, according to that eating, means what we call eating. I tzakadech is pras, but you ate. What's the difference? The ikar is v'savata. The chsam sefer based on the Tosis Yishonim. Based on the Tosis Yishonim in Yuma, where b'mei Reb Shimon, a tzaddik, kol koin that says a kiyani kapul, used to feel severe. Till Reb Shimon a tzaddik, used to feel... So he goes into him. Makayim de mitzinam, makayim. So there's mashmos there in the Tosis Yishonim, that if you feel satisfied from a small amount, that's called achila. So the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvan, Memtes, she says like this, Yesh lulmad medivir teisi shonim, di ima yusveim achilas kapul, ha yuchoitvim, you should take as you got a mitzvah, shma mina, the kol achila sh'odom saveya, mo'oysa achila, maybe it's where Behenach is right, maybe you meant the Chassam Sofer, the kol achila, I thought it was talking about the Chassam Mazel, Shadam Savem Oisachila Deshim is Bach Bemeyev. A prayer, like it says in the Rashi and Chumash, Mizbarach Bemeyev, he feels satiated. Yotza Yede Chavosa Kemo Bekazayas. Vahudin Chodesh. Vasvar Nosenosken Shezehu Bechlal Loshen Achila de Kra. He's talking about benching, but maybe Rabbeinuch is right. It could be anything. Everything is based on that. That if you eat something and you feel satisfied from it, in other words, let's say older people or sick people, they eat a little and they feel they can't eat anymore. They feel satiated. You have to bench the Chassam Sofer says. He says, take a look at the Taz in Reish Yud. Nearly, the Yayin Saraf, Yesh, what we call, Yayin Saraf, Schnapps, Shebimidin Anaseinu, Einoi Bechlal Zeh, this is not included. That it says Shechnoch, that you don't make a bracha chayin until you drink revias, till you eat a kazayis. It's not going on schnapps. Does that eat after lishtais revias a look? You can't take a whole cup and down 3, 4, 5, 6 ounces. You've seen people do it, I know, right? He did not suffice this. Does that eat after revias a look? Shu beitz mechz of imkain azlinen basa shir ashtiel arev bnei adam. Does that? Right? That's what he says. And he brings rices, but Akupam, that's the Taz's famous psak. The Taz says when you have what's called a schnapps glass, right, and you drink it, you make a burn of foshes after that. Okay, what's the din taka with that? Based on this Taz, So there are achrenim that A, paskin like this Taz, B, even if not, because it's a question of Baruch HaBatala, but who knows, make Kiddush on it, which doesn't say in the Taz. I always heard it b'shem the Divrei Chaim. It's not. So I always heard it b'shem the Divrei Chaim. I looked this Friday. I couldn't find the Divrei Chaim. His son, the Divrei Cheskel, the Shin of a Rav, says it. And there are what based on this Taz, there are many who make Kiddush on a little what?
Schnapps.
Now, those who do make it right on little schnapps glasses. The problem is, if you ever notice, in a lot of kiddushes in our neighborhood, people take a little wine and make it.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it many times. Right? You have a gabbai, and you see, that's your job, to go ahead and protest. No such thing. But before, let's first say what this Taz itself. This is the Taz. Now, the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Tzadik, Siv Katan Dalet, Yesh Reitzin Loima, there are those who want to say, the Korban Asal, the Siv Chaim writes, Ken Kozvataz, the Taz is just this. Yesh Reitzin Loima, Dal Yain Sarf on Schnapps, Mevarech, Pepachos, Mekazayas, De Purta, Miyasva, Daita, Voloi Ni'ira. Doesn't seem to be. Inin Kishir, Nidashir, the Bavadai, Yesh Yenas Chazakim, they are strong wines. Umacholim, Toivim, Kagom, Makachas, he said there are certain things that it's hard to eat. They're sharp. A person eats it. The porta with a little miyasa daita, you feel full. Vafil hacha be'inin kashir deloy chilku chacham b'shir. Chazal was set up. Guys, the Taz is such a chiddush. Chazal should have told us that. It's mashra. It's an intrinsic shir. That's what it is, and that's it. So we have a machloikas of Taz and Magen Avraham. So now, what does that mean when you have usually a machloikas like this? When you have a machloikas like this, so vada, you can't make a bracha achrayna. It's a suffix brachas, and suffix loisisa, vada, you don't make a bracha. The shaila is, what about kiddush? Because in kiddush, you don't really have the shaila of a bracha, because if you're going to have a little schnapps, and then eat whatever you're eating over there, right? And that's what they do. If all the shuls here, as far as I see, they give out little schnapps glasses, and everybody all of a sudden became chassidish. In B'chacha Rav, the Eishel of Rav. Yeah, in Simon Reish Ayin Beis, Yesh Lilmoit Schus, Halo Oysen Kiddush Al Yayin Sarif, those who make Kiddush on Schnapps, Bekli Kotten. He says, Afi Masha Kosov Ataz, Shebrocha Chrended Yayin Sarif, Ugam Al Sheer Kotten. That's what he says, right? Mitzad She Ma'at Memeno Nirga Sharbe. That's what he says. Now, there's a big makom to mechalik for shteitzim. Even go based on, one is you're being semach on the Taz. Two is that the Taz is told about a bracha. Bracha is a pshat. You feel seisha. But in Kiddush is a pshat. Making Kiddush ala kais. Right? If somebody was to take wine and it's on the table and lick it, he's not yet a Kiddush. You need Kiddush ala kais. Chazal didn't say just, they said ala kais. You need a kais. A kais is defined by revius. So many achrenim went into where's this? Who says you could go ahead and stretch out the Taz to more than what the Taz said about the Shai Tshuva in Hilchos Avdallah in Reish Pei Tes Sif Kotten Gimel in the Inyan of Mekatshin al Yain Sarif, right? So he brings Linin Kiddush Shol Yain VeIdna No LaAlma. So it seems it was pretty earlier. LeKadosh BeYoyim al Yain Sarif. People did it. The ain lasses came. You shouldn't do it. Ella kshiyachol lishtas malalugma b'liyevzin. Unless you could drink a malalugma like my yayin. K'mosh k'saf te'el. V'im ain lo yayin, v'ain yachol lishtas, I can't drink. V'ain yachol lishtas malalugma ke'echad. Yesh olita lishtas mekoyzeh gam le'echad mesubin. He says, better to give it out. Because the din is, there's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shainim, that you don't have to be mitztarif, you don't have to drink, as long as together, everybody drinks. I once read a beautiful story about the Tribina Rav. His daughter married in Siberia Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson. It was a big time. He was lived about 10 years ago. It was Rosh Hashiva of Tribina after the Tribina Rav. By their Sheva Brachas was in Siberia. Shabina Rav was in Siberia during the whole course of the war. Shabina Rav made Sheva Brachas, which I'll show this. Oh, Shaila, do you drink the kais? You don't drink the kais? Do you give it to the chasan? Do you give it to the kala? Many shit. Shabina Rav knew every angle. Believe me, he knew any tshuva that was printed on it, anything. Shabina Rav was... knew, he used to write Mishabura Siv Cottons without looking at them in Siberia on pieces of garbage. So people should learn. He used to write Tor Balpa. So, but there was an Alta Yid there from Alta Sadi Ger Chassid. So he wanted to do a taiva, make him feel good. So he said, why don't you ask him? Maybe he saw something by the Sadi Ger Rebbe. So they asked him, maybe you saw something by the Sadiger Rebbe. Says, yeah, God, I remember the Alta Sadiger Rebbe who had such a shaila. And at the end, he said like this, that one person should not bench, and the one who's benching should give him to drink, because he could be mitzarf his benching with his drinking, and let him drink. So Shabina Rebbe was nispal, so married the guy there. In other words, the person didn't bench yet, he could still drink. He couldn't get over, how come I never thought of such an eitza? He says, "When? Why was the bencher made it that all of a sudden it came to me now?" He says, "Because I did a chesed with a yid. I did a chesed that I wanted him to feel good. That ask him a shaila in front of the Shabina Rav. The bencher was mazman to me, taka new insight and learning." He said, "That's a new insight of psakalacha." But the Shai Tshuva writes, he brings the quotes of a Beis Yankiv, very much against making it on a small schnapps glass. He says, "Better if you don't have wine, take a whole glass of schnapps and give it out to people." And the Mishnah Berurah passes that way. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin, I'll just find it a second. I wrote it here. Yeah. The Reish Ayin Beis, Siv Katan Lamed. Sorry. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'im Chavolo Yain Saruf, he calls it. Yochel Kadosh Shalom B'Yom Ketchilim Atiyahu. Ach Yesh Lezar Likach Kois Machzik Revius Velishtus Mena Meloy Lugmav Shu Roiv Revius. Ubediyeved B'Shasa Tchak. Where a person can't do that, right? You can't drink so much. Ein Yochel Kmo Lugmav Ve'Ein Lo Yain Shar Mashkin Afil Shtias Kol Mesubin Mitzdarfen LeMeloy Lugmav. Then you can be mitzdarf. But Lameisa is Mishavuos is very against it, not to use it. Now, the Marsham, who lived at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, he was older. I don't know if he was probably older. But so he has a tshuva like this. He writes against the two. He writes that Yishvadi should use. He brings the Shari tshuva, which the Mishnah Berurah is based on the Shari tshuva. But then it says like this. Now Hashem says, yeah, somebody asked him, he's in the foul pole and we shame him on this, it comes out basically not, but then he says, Aval, what could I do? Heyed lefonai tamachochem zaken, shahoye ba'atzmoy b'maymed b'fnei agoyin ha-kodesh Rabbi Naftali Rabshitza, right, who was a Talmud in the Nesivus, supposed to be one of the top Talmidim. The Nesivus of a Mishul Mikra. Nesivus used to even ask him certain things. He was a Mari Dika Goyim. Shetziva le Talmidav le Kaddish b'yem al Yain Sarif al Sluchas Katan Kadesh Yitzio ve'ein Tzach Shir v'agam shahoyo lefon of Yain al Shulchan ama shemachdei b'yain Tzach kedei lohoyres halach ramidim. He wanted to show that the Lach is that way. The Shas, did he want to show the Lach is like the Taz, or as far as Kiddush can be Samech? V'chein huad lefonai b'shem agoyin achosir abad kaminka. I don't know what that is. Shenokin Tamid, and it's based on this Taz. Umish, he says, Melech, since we have that, avada, it's noig by us to do such a thing. He says, V'chein, he says, V'kach huad lefonai b'shem the choizim u'leblin, u'bevada kadai hein lismach alem b'kiddush ayyem v'davka nal. Do all Hasidim do it? No, not all Hasidim do it, right? But can you go ahead and be semach on it? So you have to know your minhag. But lemaisa is that what people go ahead and do, make a kiddush on a small wine, which I've seen all over, is mamish not kedin. Even yain sarif, pashas mechatesa, unless they have some kind of chassidish roots, not all chassidim again, they could do it. There was a rav in Pittsburgh many years ago, they called him the Pittsburgh Rav, he was a Geruch Chassid, Bavram Binyamin Zilverberg, there's a famous person, Tzvi Maya in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's his grandson, that's a great-grandson. So this Pittsburgh Rav, my grandfather knew him very well, so he was an Enoch of Kivega. So he writes that he heard B'Shem, the Zayd of Kivega, that you can't make Kiddush at all on schnapps. He says, Mamanusha. If you're using too little, then you're on a maritz, because you're not yaitza. If you're using too much, then you're shikha. The shikha is butter.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.